You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
From the budget that Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced for the 2023 fiscal, one thing is clear, and that is the government's push to go green, which is why experts have even called it a green budget. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Budget Podcast. While yesterday we discussed why there weren't many reliefs on the income tax front, today let's talk about what other sectors like health, real estate and tourism got from the budget and how industry experts are reacting to it. But before we get to that, let me share with you a few bits from Finance Minister's exclusive interview with Rahul Joshi, the Editor-in-Chief of the Network 18 Group. The Finance Minister says that if things go the way they are going now, gradually all sectors will come up. And the target to achieve 8% GDP growth in the next fiscal is achievable. When asked if the CapEx boost announced in Budget 2022 will fire up private investments, Sitharaman said that she is hopeful of that. She said that in spite of all naysayers FDI into the country and speculation about other central banking authorities taking different call whether it is Fed or anywhere else, FDI is still coming into India in a big way. According to her, FDIs come in to be invested, to be on boards of companies and then take a call, and therefore companies are now happy to be partnering with a lot of FDIs, which is increasing their manufacturing capacity, servicing capacity, not just to serve the Indian market, but also to be able to get access to global markets, and the PLI scheme also indicates that. Moving on, let's talk about the tax on digital assets and what does it say about the legitimacy of the likes of a cryptocurrency. The government has said that income from digital asset transfers will be taxed at 30%, specifying that no deductions and exemptions will be allowed. Well, this move is being called crypto tax. This new tax code will bring income from the sale of crypto assets under the Income Tax Department's lens. But there was no mention of what the government plans to do with cryptocurrencies in the future, apart from the fact that it will not consider it as currency. In a briefing post the budget, the finance minister said that a currency is a currency only when it is issued by the central government, even if it is crypto. Anything outside of that, even loosely all of it referred to as cryptocurrency, is not currency. Moving on to the health sector. The sector has been allocated 86,200 crore rupees, which is 16% higher than the previous budget. However, the spending on medical and public health has been reduced to 41,000 crore rupees from 74,800 crore rupees earlier due to lower requirement of vaccination, according to the budget documents. Another important announcement that Sitharaman has made was on mental health. She said that a national tele-mental health program will be launched in April to help improve access to quality mental health counseling and care services. Experts have supported the move. Ms. Richa Singh, the CEO and co-founder of Your Dose, said that it is a step in the right direction and will offer a strong support system for mental wellness issues that people of all ages go through. This will play a significant role in removing the stigma attached to the issue, she says. Next up, the real estate sector. Nikita Bansal, the executive director of Century Plyboards, says that the budget is positive for the sector as well as related industries. The finance minister announced that 80 lakh homes will be built by 2023 under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. She has allocated 48,000 crore rupees for building these homes. However, some experts believe that the government may have missed a trick or two in giving Indian housing a harder push. For instance, the absence of tax benefits for home buyers has stuck out like a sore thumb, and industry voices aren't exactly pleased with it. Shashir Bejal, the chairman and managing director of Knight Frank India, said that the housing sector has made a substantial recovery from pre-pandemic lows, and due attention here would have gone a long way in sustaining growth. Several other developers, however, reserved special praise for the government's infrastructural push. Measures like quicker approvals and enhanced urban planning measures also won praise from real estate majors. Meanwhile, the tourism sector says the budget completely ignored their plight. The Indian Association of Tour Operators was extremely disappointed with the government for not announcing any sort for the sector when it had borne the maximum brunt of pandemic. The FM announced that the Emergency Credit Linked Guarantee Scheme will be extended up to March 2023 and its guarantee cover will be expanded by 50,000 crore rupees to a total cover of 5 lakh crore rupees, with the additional amount being earmarked exclusively for the hospitality and related enterprises. The tour operator body, however, said that extension of loan under ECLGS is of no use for them because they're not able to pay EMIs of the loans that they've already taken. Besides, banks are not providing fresh loans to tour operators until they clear the previous ones. Now, lastly, about the plans to go green. The government has not shied away from announcing its green plans to the world in the past 1 year, from green hydrogen policy to increased renewable energy targets at COP26 talks to talks about energy transition. It seems like a big change is underway. Budget 2022 also focused on ensuring that investments in this space see an impetus and execution is in place. It outlined a series of announcements to expedite growth in the green energy space. First was the additional allocation of 19,500 crore rupees to solar PV module manufacturing under the PLI scheme to ensure that India reaches the 280 MW of solar capacity by 2030. Another highlight was the sovereign green bonds, which ensures that the Indian government will join a select group of countries that have issued such bonds. The other big announcement was push on e-mobility. Considering the space constraint in urban market, the battery swapping policy and interoperability, standards would be formulated to promote use of clean mobility in urban markets. The private sector will also be encouraged to develop business models for battery or energy as a service. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more updates. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.